Hello out there, everybody that's studying. We appreciate it. We're now in Deuteronomy. We are in chapter 18. And we have lots of these do's and don'ts here. The priests and the Levites' inheritance and the priests' due and the portion that's given to the Levites. Okay, now, the abominations of the nations, since we're, what, the day after Beltane here? Well, they're still practicing this stuff, so can't just point our fingers here at the sons of Jacob when the world is still practicing this worship of Baal, or Bel and Baal. It's the same god from Babylon. All right. And you don't have to look any further than the 1933 World's Fair there in Chicago at Soldiers Field. And there is pure Moloch worship. It's done really well. It gives you a real good view, if you want to call it well, of what their worship consisted of, including they threw the infant in the fire, 1933, yes indeed. And there they were setting up Zionism right there, and Hitler hadn't even started persecuting them yet, amplified like he did. Here they were already setting it up. That's a fact. So that's all up on the online, and like I said, we used to have to sneak around and put up with all the rhetoric that stuff ain't going on anymore. You'd walk out in the graveyard here on Beltane, and there they'd be. But it's not going on anymore. See, those are the stupid people of the steeple just being made suckers. But not you studiers out there. You know who you are. And here we are in chapter 18, and that's the three sixes. That number is used in the occult, and it's used here and exposed here in the King James Bible. Sure it is. Chapter 18 in Deuteronomy, verse 1, it says, "The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance." There's your tithe. "Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he hath said unto them." It don't get no better of an inheritance than that, does it? In 3, we have a new paragraph mark. It says, "And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw. In 4, it says, the first fruit also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the first of the sheep of, first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him." Okay, so there's your tithe again there. Notice corn, wine, oil, fleece, oil. Of different types. In 5 it says, "For the Lord thy God hath chosen him out of all the tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever." In 6 is a new paragraph. It says, "And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose. In 7, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before the Lord. They shall have like portions to eat, beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. Okay, so is that pretty clear for everybody here at the table? Yes, it is. In a new paragraph, Mark in 9, it says, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations, plural, of those nations. 10. Now this is where it gets good, folks, because this is going on all around the world. It always has. Pre-flood it did. After the flood it did. Okay, these fallen angels do not give up at all. One thing you can say about occultism is it is persistent. It certainly is. Motivated also. Motivated to stamp Christians into the mud. But you shall not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. In 9, in 10 it says, there shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. And your Baal worship, Molech worship, all that, Beltane, Samhain, all that is just being advertised. There's no hiding it. No one's sneaking into your occult ritual with a camera. No, because the public is beat down that hard to where this here is not that far out. And the little fluffy occult witch, she's got her little sparklies on her face and her hair doesn't have a spot on it. And she's just giggling away. Oh, this is how you do Beltane. Look at this nice little maypole we're dancing around with the kitties. Yeah. Yeah, they have a thing for it, don't they? All right. Okay. Now, look at this, passing your fruit through the fire. Through the fire, folks. And that is exactly what they did there in Chicago at the World's Fair. Tesla was involved. They had Admiral Byrd's either a replica of his boat or his boat there parked in Soldier Field. And they had to have a lot of practice to do their dancing. Notice the witchcraft here. And this observer of times has to do with astrology. Yeah, has to do with astrology. And all these sacred calendar days, the big wheel of witchcraft, the equinoxes and the solstices and the Samhain and all of those things around that pancake wheel, which represents the pancake of the earth in the occult. And you're observing the time, your place on that wheel. And you'll come so many days off of the holiday, before the holiday, after the holiday, like the 13 dark days that we just went through. And here we are on the 2nd of May, 2024. And we are what? Following up May 1st here, as the spell over the public goes on. But all I'm saying here, this is worthy of death. The whole religion, and I don't care how you fluff it up, it's going to take you to hell. All right? Now, this goes on, this list. Is there anything anybody doesn't understand? The enchantments, the different ways of getting that done, casting the spells. Does anybody here at the table not understand that list so far? Okay, they all understand it. Or a charmer. Okay, and that has to do with the talisman. Whether it's a hand gesture, a body gesture, a physical idol itself, a smaller idol, a ring, all those can, a prayer rug, a rough garment, all those are charms. And charms are what? They're a talisman. Okay, and all that has to do with this next part, or a consulter with familiar spirits. And that's the big goal of all of it, of the Kabbalah. They can say what they want, and they will say it. They'll lie through their face, indeed, because they do believe in the power of the lie. They just do. And this is getting intimate with these fallen angels, spirits, demons. They contact them, conjure them, and they will ask for blood. Or a wizard, see, like John Dee, the royal family. Use John Dee, the writer of the books on occult numerology, a great contactor of these fallen angels. And then it has to do with death. They all obsess over death. Or a necromancer. Okay, and that has to do with laying on the graves, grave sucking. And they actually suck the Christian cult groups into doing this, going out and laying on the grave to absorb the spirit of the one that's passed on. How about that? Well, what does the Lord say about this list of things he said? You're worthy of death if you get caught doing it. 12, it says, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. Now remember that, folks. You hear that, Rabbi? You and your Kabbalah. And don't tell me you're not contacting the fallen angels in that. I know better. And the Zohar and the Babylonian Talmud, all that garbage pile that's published, all 63 books of the Talmud, all of it has to do with everything that we just went through here. So you can claim, you can puff your chest out and say how godly you are. And what is Mashiach? See, what is Mashiach? There's a Mashiach in every generation, but we're going to have the Mashiach of all the Mashiachs. Listen, that person there with the beard and the fake hat isn't even the sons of Jacob, and they are promoting the occult. That's what they're doing. And that same rabbi, he went on and he named all the Mashiachs, right? Well, which one isn't he naming? You know who he's not going to name. You sure do. No, it ain't him. Not that guy. We put him to death on the cross, didn't we? And the Sanhedrin's still going on to this day. In 14, it says, for these nations which thou shalt possess, thou shalt possess, hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. Okay, now, again, we went through this list. We've been going over this stuff and teaching people not to have it in their church. I shouldn't have to say that, but they do. They flop around the floor, they fall into a trance, and they do everything in church in order to drag the Christian away from the real Bible and drag them right into the pit of hell where they're headed. It is their great privilege to come in there and pretend to be Christians. It's demonic. 15 is a new paragraph. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. And that ain't no Mashiach. That's Jesus Christ. That's a prophecy right there about Jesus Christ in 15, the new paragraph, Mark. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. 17, and the Lord said unto me, they have spoken well that which they have spoken. Okay, and we've been through this history. Starting right there in Exodus. 17, and the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will, in 18:18, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Okay, so that's how you know that the ribbies over there, the fake Pharisees, the sons of Khazaris, are fake, because they do everything that's in this list with passion. With passion, and they got money behind them. They got the Rothschild dynasty behind them, and they're all a bunch of fakes and frauds. And they have the stupid people of the steeple worshiping them. Oh, hail the great rabbi. Oh, Israel. Right? Wrong. Wrong. If you're following them rabbis, if you don't know they're from the pit of hell, then you don't know anything about this list here, and that's big trouble. Oh, well, I don't want to know that. No, that way you can be a sucker. In 17, in 18. This is over Jesus Christ. I will raise them up a prophet, capital P, from among their brethren like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I have commanded him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Did you just hear that? In 20, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Now, did you just hear that judgment that's coming on everybody that follows these people that are in this list here? I don't care from A to Z, because there's a million. There's all those pieces of the Osirian cycle. See, he was cut up into little pieces by his wife, right? Sent around the world. Those represent the religions, the different pieces of Osiris. So Isis cut him up, and then the golden phallic symbol that's lost. It's lost. It's right over every fake religion of the earth, and worst of all, the Christians. The fake Christians, Protestant and Catholic. All of them have their obelisk from Egypt, and they have the Egyptian religion, too. Yes, they do. And they say enough, tingle your ears a little with some Christian rhetoric. I just heard, I'm not going to name his name. He's a big shot theologian talking about the rapture and just lying through his face, perverting the Bible. Yeah. And that's all over the place. So, and here they are speaking in God's name and they're worthy of death. God didn't tell DJ to do that. 21, and if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord shall hath not spoken? Question mark. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. No, because we have the Holy Ghost. We have the truth. We have the doctrine. We see all the prophecies that have come true and that will come true. And that what increases our faith. But as we go on into 19 here, we go through the city of refuge again, and the privilege for the manslayer to go there for his proper trial in front of the judges to see whether it's murder or not. And you got to have at least two witnesses against anybody that's done wrong. And then the punishment of the false witness, okay? In 19, it says, when the Lord thy God hath cut off the nations whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities and in their houses. Okay, read it all again. When the Lord thy God hath cut off the nations whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Okay, and there was three on that side Jordan, three on this side Jordan, six of them all together. Thou shalt prepare thee a way and divide the coasts of the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee to inherit into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither. New paragraph in 4. And this is the case of the slayer which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hated not in time past. As when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the hilve and lighteth upon his neighbor that he die, he shall flee into one of those cities and live. Lest the avenger of the blood pursue the slayer while his heart is hot, and overtake him because the way is long, and slay him whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past. Wherefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee. And if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, and give thee all the land which he promised to give unto thy fathers, if thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God and to walk ever in his ways, then shalt thou add three cities more for thee beside these three. 10, it says, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. All right, so all this is keeping the innocent blood off the land. All that clear? Okay, we're good up to that point. In 11, we have another new paragraph. It says, but if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him and rise up against him and smite him mortally that he die and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him thence and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood that he may die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. New paragraph in 14. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. So that's a little low life. It's kind of like stealing people's identities and trying to make money stealing their identities. It's just a sneaky snake. Just a horrible, backstabbing, slimy thing to do. And it's also breaking God's law of stealing. 15, new paragraph. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. Another new paragraph in 16. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his neighbor, yeah, like the two judges there in Susanna, we just went through on the Sunday call-in. 19, then shall ye do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you. So all of this is a deterrent to get people to do what's right in the Lord's sight. In 20, it says, and those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And thine eye shall not pity, but shall... And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Okay, so you see how serious this is. This is not some unimportant thing here, the law, that we throw away. Okay? And that once saved, always saved, Calvinistic, Darwinistic, Darbyism is just complete bunk. All right, so we're going to keep going here, and I will catch you on the next CD.